This is Segment 10, The Messiah's Authority Over the Sabbath, Part 2, Messiah's Authority to Heal, The Choosing of the Twelve.
Now we come to Sections 51 and 52, which deals with the Messiah's authority over the Sabbath in the second segment. And now in Section 51, we have the controversy of the Sabbath through picking the grain. The controversy itself is initialed by Luke chapter 6, verse 1. And Luke 6, 1 provides the historical background to this controversy. Now it came to pass on a Sabbath that he was gone through the wheat fields. The disciples plucked the ears and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. On reaping, a number of Jewish teachers, there were scholars in ancient Judaism, have written extensively on this controversy. The Pharisees in verse 2 came attacking because the disciples had broken four of these 1,500 Mishnaic Sabbath rules and regulations: reaping, threshing, winnowing, and storing. When they took the wheat off the stalk, they were guilty of reaping on the Sabbath day. When they rubbed the wheat in their hands in order to separate it from the chaff, they were guilty of threshing the wheat on the Sabbath day. When they blew into their hands to blow the chaff away, they were guilty of winnowing on the Sabbath day. And when they swallowed the wheat, they were guilty of storing the wheat on the Sabbath day. Holdcroft observes that according to the rabbis, the disciples committed four distinct breaches of the Sabbath in one mouthful, while Yeshua himself did not participate in grain field snacking. This is how extreme the building of the fence had become by this point of time. For that reason, some rabbis would not walk on the grass on the Sabbath day. If someone asked such a rabbi, "What is wrong with walking on the grass on the Sabbath day?" his first answer would be, "Nothing. It's permissible to walk on the grass on the Sabbath day." However, there is a problem. What looks only like a grassy field might have one wild stalk of wheat growing in it, and a person walking through the field of grass might inadvertently step on that one stalk of wild stalk of wheat and separate the wheat from its stalk, and then he'll be guilty of reaping on the Sabbath day. Furthermore, if his foot came down and twisted the wheat just enough to separate the wheat from the chaff, he'll be guilty of threshing on the Sabbath day.